This week's parasha is Parshas Devarim, Shabbat Chazon. Devarim is always read Erev Tisha B'Av. There are many reasons why this is so. Moshe uses the word Eicha on Pasuk Beis, Eicha Asel Avadi. Moshe recalls the sin of the spies, the Lashon Hara that the Meraglim spoke, Vatisa Kol Eda, Vayitnu Eskolam, Vayivku Ambalai Vahu, Bamidbar 14:1. The Gemara clearly says, Tainish Chavtas Aleph, Oso Ayam Erev Tisha B'Av Ayav. The day the spies came back was Erev Tisha B'Av. The night that the people cried was Leil Tisha B'Av. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Atem Bechisim Bechir Shachinam, and Nikovelechem Bechir Adoros. We're in such a time of travail. We are feeling the ramifications of that first Tisha B'Av in the most heightened and real sense of the word. These past 10 months, what has befallen Klal Yisrael, the Gras Eicha says, though Aleichem kol avrei derech habitu ru'u im yesh mechov kemechovi asher olal Hashem bi b'yom charan apo. Look at my pain, says Yerushalayim. Look at my pain, says Tzion. What has befallen me shall not befall you. All who pass along the way. Look at the travails. Look at the tragedy that God carried out against me on his day of wrath. I want to talk about a specific nekuda in Parshas Devarim, and that is the nekuda of tefillah. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu says, he recalls the sin of the spies, the people are not going into the land of Israel. Hashem heard their Lashon Hara that they spoke. They slandered in the tents. They said Hashem hates us, and that's why he took us out of the land of Egypt, to give us into the hands of the Amorites to kill us. It's Perek Al Pasuk of Zayin, Vaterganu Ba'aleichem. I did it backwards. I said the translation before the Lashon HaKodesh. Vaterganu Ba'aleichem, Vatomu B'sinas Hashem, Usanu Tzion Mi'aretz Utsayim, L'seis Usanu B'yad HaYomori, L'ashmi Deinu. Perek Al Pasuk La'amidalad, Vayishma Hashem is called Devarechem, Vayikzof Vayishav Aleimor. Hashem heard your words, and he was angry, and he said that no man from this wicked generation will see the land, except for Kalev and Yoshua. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says something interesting, Perek Al Pasuk La'amid Zayin, Gam bihi sanaf Hashem beglalchem Aleimor, Gam ato lo tavosham. Hashem became angry at me also because of you. And he said, you shall now go there, Perek Al Pasuk La'amid Zayin. Gam bihi sanaf Hashem beglalchem Aleimor, Gam ato lo tavosham. Moshe seems to blame the Bnei Yisrael. He says, Hashem became angry at me because of you. You also are now going into Eretz Yisrael. In Parshas Ve'eschanan, this sentiment of Moshe Rabbeinu is once again stated. Parshas Ve'eschanan begins, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ve'eschanan El Hashem Ba'esi Leimar. I implored, I entreated, Targum Unkla says, Ve'tzalisi, Kadam Hashem Ha'idavim, before Hashem at that time saying, Hashem Elokim, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand, but there is no power like you in the heavens and the earth who can do like your deeds, who can do like your awesomeness. And Moshe pleads to go into the land of Israel, let me cross over, please, Abrana, let me cross over, Ve'aras, Artotova, Shabeva Yardin, Ahartova, Zevalavonan, let me cross over, let me see this good land on the other side of the Yarden River, this good mountain, says Rashi, Zu Yerushalayim, Valavonan, Zu Beis HaMikdash. And then, Per Gimel Pasuk Chavav, Vayis Aber Hashem Bilemanchem, Velo Shama Eli, Vayom Hashem Eli, Ravlach, Al Tosef, Daber Eli, Ol B'Daber Hazeh. Hashem became angry at me because of you. He did not listen to me. He said, stop speaking about this, it's enough. I don't want to hear anymore. How could Moshe Rabbeinu say, Perek Aleph Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Perek Gimel Pasuk Chavav, how could Moshe Rabbeinu say, Hashem became angry at me because of you, saying you will not go there? How do we understand this? Hashem became angry at Moshe because of Meimi Riva, Parshas Chukas, Perek Chav, Vayomer Moshe, Shimuna Amorim, Amin Asal Zen Otsi Lechem Mayim, Vayara Moshe Asyado, Vayachas Asal, B'Mateo Pamayim, he hit the rock, he screamed at the people. How could he say, because of you, I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav, has a short, but very powerful insight. A short, powerful, and important insight. And the Rav says, every time the people were in trouble, from the most grievous sins, like Cheda Egel and Cheda Meraglim, what did Moshe do? He davened for the people. When Hashem's wrath went out against the people, when there was a gezerah of annihilation against the people, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He davened. After Cheda Egel, he went back to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights to plead their case. What case? How could they say, how could they dance around the golden calf and say, these are your gods, O Israel, who took you out of the land of Egypt? Moshe's going up to daven for them. After Cheda Meraglim, he davens. When there is a Megefa, after the Mechokas of Korach, he tells Aaron, take the Ketores, run to stand between the living and the dead, but Midbar Perek Yitzayin, he's always davening for them. There's no water, he davens. The Egyptians are there, he davens. What happens when Moshe gets into trouble? Who davens for Moshe? Moshe alone. No one else joins him in prayer. His prayer was lonely. His prayer was solitary. His prayer was full of pathos because not one other voice joined in his prayer. Says Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, had they been a prayerful people, like he was a prayerful leader, they would have ripped the decree to shreds. Listen to those words again. Had they been a prayerful people, like he was a prayerful leader, they would have ripped the decree to shreds. But they were not. They were silent. And instead of davening on behalf of Moshe, they drank the water after Meiriva. Vatesh, Ta'eda, Uve'iram, Vayetsu Mayim Rabim. A lot of water came out and the people on their flocks drank. There was no Avinu Malkeinu for Moshe. There was no Kalna Rafanala for Moshe Rabbeinu. And so Moshe says, because of you, because of your silence, because no one davened for me, that's why I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael. The day of this recording, Yom Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Av, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Monday, August the 5th, 2024, is the fifth birthday of little Ariel Bibas. Ariel Bibas is a name that we should all know. He was 4 years and 2 months at the time that he was taken hostage with his mother Shir, his father Yardin, and his little baby brother Kfir, his maternal grandparents being slaughtered on October 7th, an entire family kidnapped. I'm sure many of us will see the images and the pictures of Shir trying to protect her children. A look of complete and utter terror and panic. Sheer pachad on her face. As she is driven into the Gaza Strip by satanic forces of evil. Yemach Shemam that pervade this earth. Are we davening for a Yardin Shir, Ariel and Kfir Bibas? Do we have them in our tefillos? Do we remember them 10 months later? We cannot fathom the agony of their paternal grandparents, their aunts and their uncles, their cousins. Gam bi'is anafashem b'golachem. The Gezerah was not revoked. There's no one davened for Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rav, had they been a prayerful people like he was a prayerful leader, they would have ripped the decree to shreds. There's a decree against Kaisa and Shammai. There's a decree. Since October 7th, look what is happening in our world. Look what is happening in our Medina. Look at the enemies who raise their heads all over the world, from north to south to east to west, to destroy us. Not only must we daven for ourselves, we must all daven for each other. There's a soldier who was injured maybe a month or two ago. The family in the yeshiva put out a request to daven. Aaron ben Sarah Hendel. I don't know his status. If anyone hearing this knows an update on Aaron ben Sarah Hendel, I would appreciate knowing. I'm davening for him every day. And I know you, these listeners, are also davening. We must continue to daven for each other. We must storm Shemayim and tear the decree to shreds. That's why Moshe blames Kal Yisrael. Of course it was his own sin and a person has to be a Baal Achrayus. But did they daven? Were they compassionate? Did they feel his pain in their hearts? Or they did not consider that perhaps they had the power to change the decree. Someone pointed out to me, a friend pointed out to me a beautiful insight that I never heard before. She heard it told over. Contrast Moshe Rabbeinu to the fate of the Benot Slavchat. In Perach of Zion, Parshas Pinchas, and also, by the way, the Benot Slavchat is a story that ends Parshas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar. So the Benot Slavchad in Parshas Pinchas, chapter 27 of Bimbar, the Benot Slavchad, Ben Hefer, Ben Gil, Ben Machir, Ben Benasher, from the families of Benasher, Ben Yosef, come close to Moshe, and the names are Machla, Noah, Chagal, Milka, and Tirzah, and they come before Moshe, before Allah, the Kohen, before the princes of the assembly, and they say, our father died in the desert, and he was not in those amongst the assembly that rebelled against Hashem, he was not part of the Ados Korach, he died in his own sin, he did not have sons. Lama yigara shem avinu mitoch mishpachto ki ein lo ben tenar lano achuza betoch klei avinu. It's not our father's fault he died without sons. We want the portion of his land. Why should his name be diminished and the inheritance amongst his brothers? Give us a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Tenar lano achuza. And Rashi actually quotes this. The last Rashi to Perech Avav tells you that this is a proof that the daughters of Israel love the land. Rashi to Perech Avav pasuk samich dalin. I'm in Sefer Bamidbar. And Nashi al hanashim lo nigzra gzeres hamaraglam afish hein hayu mechaba bos as arts. the decree against them from entering the land was not upon the women in Israel because they loved the land. And what's the proof that the women loved the land? Hanashim Amro Tnalanu Achuza. This is proof that the Benot Slav, representative of Benot Yisrael, loved the land of Israel. Moshe doesn't know what halacha is. Vayakriv Moshe es mishpatad. Moshe goes close to God and he takes kaviyacha and he takes their shayla. He goes before God. Vayakriv korban karav. Moshe comes close to Hashem and he brings their shayla to Hashem. And Hashem says, you know what? Kein b'not slavcha dovro. They're right. Nason titein them achuza nachla b'tocha chayavim. Give them a portion of the land. So we have a comparison here. B'not Slavchad want a portion of the land. Moshe wants a portion of the land. B'not Slavchad receive a portion of the land. Moshe does not receive a portion of the land. What's the difference? The difference is the B'not Slavchad had an advocate. They had someone davening for him. Vayakriv Moshe esh mishpatan t'nei Hashem. Vayakriv can be understood as a lashon tefillah. Moshe davens. He brings their case close. He pleads to God. V'ani kirvat alokim litov, says David HaMelech. Moshe davens for the B'not Slavchad. And so their prayers were answered because someone from Klal Yisrael was davening for them and they received a portion of the land. Moshe Rabbeinu, no one davened for him. No one ever turned the gezerah. And so he does not receive a portion of the land. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Sefer and Parshas Devar, in Perek Al Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Gambi Hisanaf Hashem Beglalchem, because you didn't pray for me, Hashem did not revoke the midah of anger against me. Leimur, and he said, Gam ato lo tavosham. It's a powerful, powerful word of the Rav. We must continue to storm the heavens, not only for our own needs and not only for our own wants. We must storm the heavens on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of Medina Yisrael. And perhaps then, when each man davens for his brother, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a brother who's exactly like you, hashkafically or religiously, when we all daven for each other, and maybe we will be zochet to tear the decree to shreds. We'll be misoverer, Akash Baruch Hu's rachamim. We'll be zochet to see the geula shlema and a true menachem av lanu u'lechol Yisrael ad ha'olam kol tov. Thank you to all and besoros tovos.